when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop on all the time around the country and the world. WakeUpCallDT.com never sleeps, and I'm happy to have Kadir Shepherd join me here in a conversation you can hear at any time as he goes through his recruiting process in the incoming class of 2015 for college football. Kadir Shepherd being looked at as a defensive end as well as a tight end from New Rochelle, New York. I own a preparatory school, and I'm very happy to have Kadir on here from Iona Prep and a New York native to talk with me about everything that's been going on in his recruitment so far. Kadir, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well, Kadir. And first and foremost, what have you really been able to take away from your recruiting process? Because you've had a bunch of teams that have been interested in you and really tried to bring you in and make you a part of their future. How has the whole process been for you?
It's been very great at times and very, very hard. It's very hard to make the decision and stuff like that and how that goes.
When you see this decision, like you said, it's been very hard at times. Do you almost, in hindsight, wish that you had a smaller number of teams to go through, or do you look at it a different way? Because sometimes, you know, the more offers you get, the more difficult it can be. How do you kind of view all the schools and your connection to how difficult maybe it's made it to have so many schools?
I view it as, like how the school, like, shows the interest in me, like, how they really want me. Because I don't really want to go to school Where they don't see me playing, or they just offer me.
With the schools that you really feel like have given you that type of respect of offering you because they want you specifically and didn't just do it to do it, who are some of the schools that have really stood out to you at this point?
Syracuse, UConn, Central Florida, and Boston College.
Well, we'll start with Syracuse since you mentioned them first. When you came off your visit, you had told me that Syracuse went to the top. They were 100% at the top of your list. What was it about your visit to Syracuse in early December that put them at the top?
What made them go to the top was basically I already liked the coach. I already had a bond with the coaches. I just wanted to meet the players when I went on a visit. When I went on a visit and I met the players, I felt like those guys were like my brothers, and I could see them being my brothers for like the next 4 years. And I could see them like mentor me and stuff like that.
When you talk about meeting the players and them being like your brothers, who are some of the guys that you really feel like you've built a good relationship with so far at Syracuse?
Well, I met my dad that took me around. He was really cool. Kendall Moore, I think that's his name.
Yep.
Playing at Syracuse. He was a really cool guy. And then I met a couple kids from Corn from Fort Hamilton and defensive tackle when I went to Lincoln at ASC. Like, the New York kids, they're all cool. And, like, I met the running back, too. He loves New York kids, so, like, it was very cool.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
When you know that there's some guys that are coming out of New York, especially in the 2015 class on offense, there's a few guys coming out of the state of New York. Does that weigh of any importance to you, knowing that some people are coming out of the New York area that are heading to Syracuse?
Kind of, because being from New York, we kind of have that special bond that nobody else can have because we're like from New York. We know how it is.
From where you come out of it, being in New Rochelle, what have you learned the most about growing up in New York? What has it really taught you as far as what you've been through?
I grew up in the Bronx, so I'm still living in the Bronx. So, well, I live in the Bronx, it's a real tough neighborhood. So growing up here, like set me up for life. Like, I don't want to be one of these guys on the street. I want to make it, basically. I want to earn a scholarship and stuff like that. I work hard to do it every day.
And Kadir, when you look at that, you say you don't want to be one of the guys on the streets. What has made you focused? Has it been the sport of football? What's really kept you focused on not being a guy on the street and being someone who does something good for themselves? What's made you make that decision?
Well, football, basically. I started playing football when I was six. And I just fell in love with the game. And I always wanted to do something big with it.
And when you look at these teams, and keeping with Syracuse, because they are at the top of your list right now, you say that, you know, the Syracuse team is like having brothers in your mind and how important that is to you. As far as the coaching staff goes, outside of the players, what can you say about the coaching staff at Syracuse?
The coaching staff at Syracuse, I think the guys are great. Like, if I was to go there, they'll unlock my potential, make me a great person on and off the field.
As far as the coaches that you've really built a good relationship with at Syracuse, who are those guys so far?
I built a good relationship with Coach Dowse, Coach Buller, and Coach Schaefer.
And I'll start with Coach Dowse, because if you were to be on the defensive line, he would be your position guy. What can you say about Tim Dowse and your relationship with him up to this point?
It's been good. We talk on the phone like almost every week, and he always got a story to tell about the team or something. About the school, so it was good.
And what can you say about his personality as far as how he treats you? How do you kind of take him as a coach?
I think he's a very cool guy, but when he gets down to business, when he's on the field, he can be very energetic.
And then when you look at Chuck Bulla and, you know, him being the defensive coordinator for Syracuse, what have you been able to take away from him and his personality with you?
Basically the same thing. I think they're, like, both, like, very cool, energetic guys when it comes to football. And I have built a relationship with me.
And then as far as Scott Schaefer, the head coach of the team, what have you been able to take away from Scott so far at this point?
What I've been able to take away from Schaefer is that he's a very cool dude, and he knows what he's doing. Like, he knows I believe he knows how to win, basically. He knows what to do to win.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. When you say that you believe that Scott knows how to win, and the team obviously has come off a tough season at 3-9 and winning one game in the ACC, they had a lot of injuries. What makes you believe that Scott Schaefer knows how to win?
What made me really believe is that basically, if it wasn't for the injuries, I think the team would have had a great team this year.
And when you look at the team, what is it about their talent and the guys that you know that really makes you believe it's a great team? What is it about Syracuse that's been positive for you?
Well, I believe they're all hard workers. They all want to achieve something.
When you go there and you feel like this is a brotherhood, you like the coaching staff, what prevented you from committing to Syracuse when you went on your visit in early December? What's kind of held you back at this point?
Well, I just didn't get a chance to see University of Central Florida. That's it.
So with Central Florida and that opportunity coming up, do you feel like after you go to Central Florida, you might be able to make your decision? If they're the only thing standing between you and Syracuse from what you said, is it really on Central Florida and that visit to make that decision for you?
Well, I'd rather see Central Florida and UConn, but really, yeah.
What is it about Central Florida that's attracted you to them that you say they stand between you and Syracuse? What is it about Central Florida that's been interesting to you up to this point?
Well, first, they're in Florida. And they had a little bit of season this year. They made it, they were like 7-4 or something like that. And they made it to a bowl game. They had a very good team. And I think they have a very good coaching staff, too.
As far as any connection to the team, you haven't been on the campus yet for your official, but do you have any connection to any of the players, or have you built any relationships with Central Florida yet?
I haven't met any of the players yet.
As far as the coaching staff, who have you been able to build a relationship with at Central Florida up to this point?
I've built a very good relationship with the tight end coach Alan Mordridge, and I got a good vibe from the defensive coordinator when he came up to see me at my school.
So we'll start with Alan, the tight end coach. What can you say about him and his relationship with you that's stood out to you up to this point?
I think he's a very cool dude. I get a lot of good vibes from him. He seems like he knows what he's doing. I think he's a great coach.
Defensively, you had talked about a good vibe there. What's bringing about your vibes with the defensive side of Central Florida? What's kind of made you pay attention to them a little bit defensively if you were to play on that side of the ball?
They basically want the same defense as Syracuse, so I'll get a lot of chances to rush the passer and stuff like that.
Everybody's got a checklist. So, Kadir, when you look at yours and you like everything about Syracuse, you still want to see Central Florida, UConn still has that maybe opportunity outside of the two. On your checklist, what will make you commit to a school? What are those things that you can't live without when it comes to finally saying yes to one of these schools?
Really, it's like someone where I feel at home. Someone I feel like these guys are my family. That's basically it.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
With Syracuse feeling like family, what are you looking for from Central Florida? Are you looking for them to match the way that you felt at Syracuse?
Yes.
And after you finish up your visit at Central Florida, like we had talked about, UConn is still out there in January as a potential visit, but let's say after you see Central Florida, are you going to weigh your vibes there to your vibes at Syracuse, and is that kind of going to tell the story for you?
Maybe. It might, but I want to give an equal chance to UConn also.
Are you thinking maybe that you're going to run this thing till the end, or are you kind of looking at it now like you want to make a decision the sooner the better, knowing that schools are trying to wrap up their class? Where do you kind of stand with when you want to make your decision, and is there any anxiety to it at this point?
I kind of want to make it after my visit from Central Florida. But I really don't know.
When you look at Central Florida and Syracuse, if you were to make it after your visit to Central Florida, what do you think between, if you feel at home, like you said, the most important thing is feeling like you're part of a family. So let's say Central Florida feels like a family and Syracuse already feels like a family. What do you think will make your decision between the two schools if they both feel like a family?
The academics and where I can get a better education, but I don't really know.
That seems to be the million-dollar question, isn't it, Kadir?
Yeah.
Did you ever imagine that you were going to go to the end of 2014 and still not have that school set up? I mean, did you think it was going to happen this way, or is this something that kind of stunned you?
I really didn't think this was going to happen. It really stunned me. Going into my senior season, I thought maybe I would get one offer or something, being from New York and stuff like that. I've already got from New York, I already get tons of offers. If you get them in Maryland, Georgia, and Florida and stuff like that. So, it really shocked me.
Your dad has obviously played a part in this. You know, your family plays a part in this. So, I want to look at your entire family. As far even friends in this situation or teachers, whatever it may be, who's going to be in your war room, so to speak, to help you make this decision?
My dad and my mom, basically.
And what can you say about Dad and Mom through the process so far? What have they done to support you? And what can you say about how they've treated this whole process?
They help me a lot during this process. Like, when we went to business schools, they asked a bunch of questions that I wouldn't even thought of myself. Like, they asked questions that would be better for me. What would a school give to me? What that would be better for me?
Have they kind of leaned in any direction, or are they just letting you make your own decision?
I think they might have, but they want me to make my decision.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah!
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker, but what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour. And now, guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm going to be a nurse. Before, my life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the Tuxedo Professionals.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. So when it all comes down to it, is faith involved in this at all? Do you get down on your knees after Central Florida and say a prayer and say, God, just help me figure this out? Or, you know, where does faith kind of come into this?
Yeah, definitely.
we're coming down to the wire. I appreciate you definitely for your time, Kadir. And lastly, as we get going here, tight end, defensive end, does it matter to you which side of the ball you're going to be playing on?
I'm going to play defensive end in college.
So the fact that Syracuse, you know, looks at you as a defensive end, but believes you could play both sides of the ball, and other schools, you know, looking at both sides. Do you get the inkling from Syracuse that if you were to go there, that's where you would start as far as your position goes to go in as a defensive end?
Yeah, definitely. I just have to earn it.
And what can you say? I mean, I know you talked about Tim Doust a little bit, but if you came on to Syracuse as a defensive end and you're going into practice, what do you feel like you're going to expect from a coach like Tim Doust? Do you feel like there's going to be that tough love, and do you feel like you're prepared for it?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there's going to be a lot of tough love. That's how my coach right now in high school is. That's what he's all about.
So you have that tough love. What would you say are the best attributes that you have? So when you get out on that field, whoever it may be for, what do you think are the best things that you do at defensive end that make you want to play that position?
Well, just getting after the quarterback, really. I had a lot of respect this year. I felt I could see myself doing this in college.
And what is it about your technique or, you know, your physique or whatever it may be? What helps you, in your mind, get to the quarterback the way that you've been able to do?
My speed and my lift. Because a lot of times I'll put my hands on over the tackle. Like, they couldn't, like, they couldn't reach me. I just took one hand down, like, they tried to get both hands on me, and they just couldn't block me.
And then on the other side of it, you talk about the things that really help you get to the quarterback. What are some of the areas that you want to work on that you really feel like, you know what, I want to get better in these different places before I go to the team that I commit to?
I want to get better at, you know,
So you look at yourself on the field, off the field. You've talked about family and faith a little bit. What should we know about Kadir Shepherd as far as the person, the son, the guy in the community, not just the football player, the student? Who is Kadir Shepherd, and whether it be Syracuse, Central Florida, or whoever it may be, what are they getting if they get Kadir Shepherd?
They're going to get a great guy, someone who loves the sport, who is very competitive, and wants to be the best that he can be, and wants to strive for greatness.
Well, Kadir, I appreciate it. I know you got a very important visit coming up with Central Florida, and decision could come after that, could wait a little bit, but I look forward to having you back on the show, and I hope that after Central Florida, you and I can sit down and talk again and figure out where you're at, and hopefully you'll be able to answer that million-dollar question at that point.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, listen, take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon.
All